Welcome to Abu Ali's podcast. Today, we're diving into some of the latest developments in the Israeli-Palestinian arena, drawing from reports on Abu Ali. There's a lot to unpack, so let's get started.
Absolutely. Primary story is the return of bodies of Israelis from Gaza. The IDF announced the recovery of Inbar Hyman and Sergeant Major Mohammed Al-Atrash. Inbar was killed on October 7th, and Mohammed fell in battle that same day.
That's a somber note to begin with. What else is developing?
Well, The Guardian is reporting allegations that some Palestinian bodies returned by Israel showed signs of execution, such as blindfolds and bound hands. This is a serious accusation that Israel needs to address proactively.
Wow, that's a strong claim. How is Israel responding to this, or are they?
It highlights the need for Israel to document the condition of bodies before returning them, to counter potential misinformation. It's a preemptive measure.
So, moving to political developments, what's new on that front?
Al Jazeera is reporting that the Israeli government decided against opening the Rafah crossing until Hamas increases the rate of returning bodies of hostages. It's a clear linkage.
That seems like a significant pressure tactic. What about international players? Any statements from them?
Yes. Trump made some interesting comments at a press conference. He said Hamas is digging underground to retrieve bodies and claimed Israel has killed around 70,000 Hamas members. He also mentioned Iranian support for Hamas.
70,000? That's a huge number. Hard to verify, I imagine.
Extremely difficult, and we need to take all claims with a grain of salt until verified by trusted sources. That's key.
What about internal Palestinian affairs? Any developments there?
Gazan channels are reporting that some of the bodies returned by Israel include militants killed on October 7th. This includes members of Hamas's elite Nukba forces.
So it's becoming clearer who exactly is being returned. Are there any other significant events or anniversaries being marked?
The military wing of Hamas marked the first anniversary of Yahya Sinwar's alleged assassination in Rafah. Apparently, the IDF force that killed him wasn't even aware of his identity initially.
That's quite a story. What about the International Criminal Court?
South Africa announced it will continue its genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice in The Hague, despite the ceasefire. This shows that the legal battle is far from over.
And what about the hostages?
On the topic of hostages, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Mike Waltz stated, quote, "No one will be left behind. We will find them," end quote. He noted there are still two Americans among the deceased hostages.
So, a firm commitment from the U.S. Switching gears, are there any reports of cyber activity related to the conflict?
Yes. Turkish hackers from a group called Turkish Cyber Islam reportedly breached the announcement systems of several airports in the U.S. and Canada, broadcasting pro-Palestine messages and insults against Netanyahu and Trump.
That's certainly a disruptive act. What about the situation on Israel's northern border with Lebanon?
The IDF has struck Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon, including infrastructure used for rebuilding and rehabilitating terror assets. They also targeted a site used by the Green Without Borders organization, which allegedly conceals Hezbollah's activities under a civilian guise.
So the conflict is still very active on multiple fronts. A lot to keep track of.
Precisely. It's a complex and ever-evolving situation.